Thank you. For those that are operating the microphones, can it be slightly quicker, please? Thank you very much, Edouard. That was a very good presentation. Yes, I think also I'd like to thank also INBO for all the input also in this network. I think without INBO, we would never have been able to reach so many new basins also outside our region. And we are very happy to have the new Volta Basin as a member of our group. I have to say also I've been very, very happy to see the publication of the World Bank and the other banks on the table. I think we'll get some copies. You can find it on the web. And I think it's a very good document. That's the newest document that has been provided by this task force. And I think it's a very useful one because it comes to financing. We can have the best strategies on climate change and water, but if we cannot implement it. And then also the data that goes with it is really the prerequisite. And very often people have forgotten that you can't manage if you don't have that data. And this is still a message you need to provide to your to the head of your units, because this is still a very important point. Now I'm going to give the floor to representatives of those pilot projects and other basins of the global network of basins that are working on climate change to inform us on their activities, challenges, lessons learned, and then you will be able to ask questions or make comments. So first, I'd like to ask our three, are they going to come up here? Yes, so I'll invite Mrs. Gulmira Satimkulova from the Çutalas Commission. She's the head of the secretariat on the Kyrgyz side of that commission, Mr. Vladimir Koniev from the Neman Basin, and Mr. Jamel Latreche from the Observatory for Sahara and Sahel, the OSS, to participate in a panel discussion and report on the progress of their basins of climate change adaptation according, and I'm going to ask them a few questions. So please, if I can invite my three colleagues to come here, to sit here, please. Yeah, it's okay. So is Mr. Latreche? Yes, everybody's here, so that's perfect. So the points I'd like to hear them about is about the recent progresses in 2018-2019 in their basin, what kind also of strategic documents they have been developing at the national level and transboundary level. As we explained, this needs to be coherent, and how to integrate also the transboundary adaptation priorities into the national strategies, into the national adaptation plans, the NAPs, or the nationally determined contribution, the NDCs, for the Climate Change Convention. And also in general, how do you actually implement climate change directions into the management of your basin? And also another point is how do you involve stakeholders in the management of your basin and the intersectoral cooperation at that point? And how was disaster risk reduction also taken on board in those strategies? So I'm going to start with the ladies. So please, madam.